Cosmos is all that is, or ever was, or ever will be. Our contemplations of the cosmos stir us. There's a tingling in the spine, a catch in the voice, a faint sensation as if a distant memory, a falling from a great height. We know we are approaching the grandest of mysteries. The size and age of the cosmos are beyond ordinary human understanding. Lost somewhere between immensity and eternity is our tiny planetary home, the Earth. For the first time, we have the power to decide the fate of our planet and ourselves. This is a time of great danger, but our species is young and curious and brave. It shows much promise. In the last few millennia, we have made the most astonishing and unexpected discoveries about the cosmos and our place within it. I believe our future depends powerfully on how well we understand this cosmos in which we float like a mote of dust in the morning sky. We're about to begin a journey through the cosmos. We'll encounter galaxies and suns, planets, light, consciousness, coming into being, evolving, and perishing. Worlds of ice and stars of diamonds. As massive as suns, and universes smaller than atoms. But it's also a story of our own planet and the plants and animals that share it with us. And it's a story about us, how we achieved our present understanding of cosmos, how the cosmos has shaped our evolution and our culture, and what our fate may be.
We wish to pursue the truth no matter where it leads, but to find the truth, we need imagination and skepticism both. We will not be afraid to speculate, but we will be careful to distinguish speculation from fact. The cosmos is full beyond measure of elegant truths, of exquisite interrelationships, of the awesome machinery of nature.
Us to a far-off and exotic world.
galaxies in which our Milky Way is embedded, much less the Sun or the Earth. Travel, the patterns of nature are the same as in the form of this spiral galaxy. The same laws of physics apply everywhere, throughout the cosmos. But we have just begun to understand these laws. The universe is rich in mystery. Near the center of a cluster of galaxies, there's sometimes a rogue elliptical galaxy made of a trillion suns which devours its neighbors. Perhaps this cyclone of stars is what astronomers on Earth call a quasar. Measures of distance fail us here in the realm of the galaxies. We need a much larger unit. Light years. It measures how far light travels in a year, nearly 10 trillion kilometers. It measures not time, but more or less distances. This is the home.
galaxy of the human species.
In the obscure backwaters of the Carina Cygnus spiral, we humans have evolved into consciousness and some measure of resentment. Scattered among the stars of the Milky Way are supernova remnants, each one the remains of a colossal stellar explosion. These filaments of glowing gas are the outer layers of a star which has recently destroyed us. The gas is unraveling, returning the star stuff back into space. And at its heart are the remains of the original star, a dense, shrunken stellar fragment called a pulsar. A natural lighthouse, blinking and hissing, the sun that spins twice each second. Pulsars keep such perfect time that the first one discovered was thought to be a sign of extraterrestrial intelligence, perhaps a navigational beacon for great ships that travel across the light years and between the stars. There may be such intelligences in such starships, but pulsars are not their signature. Instead, they are the doleful reminders that nothing lasts forever, that stars also die. We continue to plummet, falling thousands of light years towards the plane of the galaxy. This is the Milky Way, our galaxy seen edge-on, billions of nuclear furnaces converting matter into stars. Some stars are flimsy as a soap bubble. Others are 100 trillion times denser than lead. The hottest stars are destined to die young, but red giants are mostly elderly. Such stars are unlikely to have inhabited planets. But yellow dwarf stars, like the Sun, are middle-aged, and they are far more common. These stars may have planetary systems, and on such planets, for the first time in our cosmic voyage, we encounter rare forms of matter, ice and rock, air and liquid water. Close to this yellow star is a small, warm, cloudy world with continents and oceans. These conditions permit an even more precious form of matter to arise, life. This is not good. Intelligent beings have evolved and worked on this planetary surface in a massive engineering enterprise. In the Milky Way galaxy, there may be many worlds. We'll be right back.
fledgling stars are just being let out into the galaxy, still surrounded by wisps of nebulosity, the gas and dust of which they are.
Evaporate to form new comet-like tails, driven back by the stellar winds. Black clouds, light years across, drift between the stars. They're filled with organic molecules. The building blocks of life are everywhere. They're easily made. On how many worlds have such complex molecules assembled themselves into patterns we would call alive? Most stars belong to systems of many suns bound together by gravity. Each system is isolated from its neighbors by the light. We are approaching a single ordinary yellow dwarf star, surrounded by a system of 9 planets, dozens of moons, thousands of asteroids, and billions of comets, the family of the sun. Only 4 light hours from Earth is the planet Neptune, and its giant satellite, Triton. Even in the outskirts of our own solar system, we humans have barely begun our explorations. Only a century ago, we were ignorant even of the existence of the planet Pluto. Its moon, Charon, remained undiscovered until 1978. The rings of Uranus were first detected in 1977. There are new worlds to chart, even this close to home. Saturn is a giant gas world. If it has a solid surface, it must lie far below the clouds we see. Saturn's majestic rings are made of trillions of orbiting snowballs. We are now only 80 light minutes from home, a mere 1.5 billion kilometers. The largest planet in our solar system is Jupiter. On its dark side, superbolts of lightning illuminate the clouds, as first revealed by the Voyager spacecraft 1979. Inside the orbit of Jupiter are countless shattered and broken worldlets, the asteroids. These reefs and shoals mark the border of the realm of giant planets. We are now entering the shallows of the solar system. Here, there are worlds with thin atmospheres and solid surfaces, Earth-like planets, with landscapes crying out for careful exploration. This world is Mars. In 1976, after a year's voyage, 2 robot explorers from Earth landed on this alien shore. On Mars, there is a volcano as wide as Arizona and almost 3 times the height of Mount Everest. We've named it Mount Olympus. This is a world of wonders. Mars is a planet with ancient river valleys and violent sandstorms driven by winds at half the speed of sound. There is a giant rift in its surface, 5,000 kilometers long. It's called Valles Marineris. valley of the Mariner spacecraft that came to explore Mars from a nearby world. In this, our first cosmic voyage, we have just begun the reconnaissance of Mars and all those other planets and stars and galaxies. In voyages to come, we will explore them more fully. But now, we travel the few remaining light minutes to a blue and cloudy world, third from the sun. The end of our long journey is the world where we began. Our travels allow us to see the Earth anew, as if we came from somewhere else. There are 100 billion galaxies and 1 billion trillion stars. Why should this modest planet be the only inhabited world? To me, it seems far more likely that the cosmos is brimming over with life and intelligence. But so far, every living thing, every conscious being, every civilization we know anything about lived there, on Earth. Beneath these clouds, the drama of the human species has been unfolding. We have, at last, come home. Welcome to the planet Earth, a place with blue nitrogen skies, oceans of liquid water, cool forests, soft meadows, a world positively rippling with life. From the cosmic perspective, it is for the moment unique, the only world in which we know for certain that the matter of the cosmos is still alive and aware. There must be many such worlds scattered through space, but our search for them begins here, with the accumulated wisdom of the men and women of our species, acquired at great cost over 1 billion years. Sun's rays would smother down the sides of a deep well, which on other days would remain
problem in mathematics that there was no royal to geometry. There was Dionysius of Thrace, the man who defined the parts of speech, nouns, verbs, and so on, who did for language, in a way, what Euclid did for geometry. There was Herophilus, a physiologist who identified the brain rather than the heart as the seat of intelligence. There was Archimedes, the greatest mechanical genius until the time of Leonardo da Vinci. And there was the astronomer Ptolemy, who compiled much of what today is the pseudoscience of astrology. His Earth-centered universe held sway for 1,500 years, showing that intellectual brilliance is no guarantee against being dead wrong. And one of these great men, there was also a great woman.
I'm gonna make you mine.
Until mid-September. Life arose soon after. Everything humans have ever done occurred in that quite respect without a counter. The Big Bang is at the left.